Being Scout Sunday, I am reminded that, believe it or not, I was once your age. On the other hand, you may be thinking, you mean someday I will be as old as that old guy? That is exactly what I would have thought when I was your age. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be that old. It was so easy to dismiss the thought, since that was way too far away to even think about. I will always be young. At my young age, though, at the time, like you, I look forward to the next birthday and what being older would bring to me. Maybe a driver's license. Never did I believe or really want to believe that my next birthday I would become 83. Now, I had too many years ahead of me to even think about that. And that is the way I probably should have thought, for tomorrow always brought on new experiences and dreams to fulfill. But it seems like all of a sudden I was that ancient person who I thought I would never be. I have discovered, as I look back to what I experienced, both good and bad, how I reacted to them. My generation experienced dramatic changes. We experienced a world war and a time of fear of being attacked by atomic bombs. And we experienced the fact of the rationing of food. We experienced a time when there was no TV. No TV. And then there was TV. It was only black and white. And it only aired, we could only see it, between 5 o'clock in the evening to midnight. The rest of the time, the TV stations were not broadcasting. It was a time with no computers or mobile phones. It was a time when you had just one telephone in the house. One telephone shared by everybody. And sometimes, in some instances, you had what was known as a party line. That meant that there was somebody else outside of your household in another house who was on the same line. So you lift up the telephone and there'd be somebody talking. And so you had to say, excuse me, and put the phone down until it became available to you. Now, no computers. Well, you have today a computer with word processing, where it figures out everything for you. Well, we had what was known as a typewriter, which didn't forgive you at all. You typed a mistake, and you had to go and push up the paper and erase it.
or try your best.
Can you imagine if this was the portable that you carry around in your pocket? But then, you know, it was a time when cars didn't have automatic shifts, automatic transmissions. And it was a time with no jet planes. They were all propeller-driven planes. The propeller's missing on this plane, but that's a good example of And it was a time also without any superhighways. None. No I-95. No 695 going around the beltway. Nothing like that. And it was their time when, believe it, listen to this one. There was a time when there were no malls. No malls that you go shopping. And there were a time when churches were the center of life. A time when desegregation just began. A time when there was not the fear of terrorism and mass shootings. Rapid changes have happened over these past 80 years until today. A time which life seems to be totally different. For better or for worse, the life you are experiencing and will experience is far different than from that which my generation has experienced. As I stand before you, though, I am a product of not only the experiences I have had, but also how I reacted to those experiences. But even though you have not experienced all that I have, and I am not now facing the challenges of old age, you are experiencing and will experience the common realities that we do have. At this moment, we are sharing the very air that we breathe. We hold that in common. We are now sharing a common life right now at this moment. We are sharing the need to learn, to learn from each other, and the need to be loved and the need to love. We hold this in common, although there are 80 years separating us in our ages. We're sharing, as I stand before you, this moment. In this moment, we need to know that we are, in thought and deed, the challenges and problems, we are of the day's troubled world. We are sharing that together. We share the pursuit of our dreams and goals, for we each have them. That we share. We share the hope that we may find and live peace and meaning in life. And finally, we share that we are all loved as a child of God. You know, so much of the scouting experience is that it brings together different generations. Generations to learn from each other, and to share in each other's lives. It is at night around the campfire, under the canopy of stars, that there is no generational differences. And we feel being one and the joy of sharing life together. There are no differences when you experience the night campfire and the starry sky. Through the campfire camping experience, the need for each other becomes a reality. The scouting experience teaches that we need each other to meet the challenges, not only of life, but the reaching of our particular goals in life. Therefore, scouting is the preparation for life-giving. It's a preparation for the hope to the future life to be lived. Now, let me tell you this to the scouts and to everybody else here. Let us always be thankful for the leaders who have given and even sacrificed themselves so that so many of you and so many of us have this experience, which helps to give your life and our society hope. Now, this is the same within the church. The church is that gathering of people to help to give meaning and hope to life through the message of Jesus. Speaking from 82 years of living, I know that the future life, which each of us will live, will have its moments of joy and moments which may bring pain, anger, and even suffering. No matter if we are 10 or 100, this will happen. It is how we react to each situation that determines who we are and helps to determine who we will be tomorrow or years from tomorrow. The more we respond out of love for each other, the more meaningful life will be throughout our lives, even when we are old and gray. If we let anger, bitterness, hate, and revenge control our lives when we are growing up and through our years as adults, then the senior years will be nothing more than misery, loneliness, and even hopelessness, for that is all we will know. There will be no joy, no comfort, no hope. The message of Jesus, and hopefully the church, is to help each one of us to see the alternative that's found in the gospel lesson this morning. First, there was Simeon, who seemed to have been an older person who had experienced much in life. Like most devout Jews of the day, he wished to see the Messiah, God's chosen to restore the nation of Israel. Nothing in his life, whether good or bad, kept him from this hope of God sending his messenger to fulfill his dreams. He had lived a life faithful to his religious beliefs. For this, he was promised that his dream of seeing the Messiah would come true. It would all come true upon 80 days after Jesus was born. And at the time, Mary, Joseph, and the infant Jesus went to the temple for the ceremony of purification and presentation. These ceremonies first purified the parents of any sin. But more importantly, the firstborn male was given to God to be especially holy and to have special relationship with God. It was at this ceremony that Simeon filled the law of presentation, taking the child up in his arms. He knew then the child had God's special presence within him. After all the ups and downs of life, Simeon's hopes had been filled. It was then he was able to raise his voice with this prayer. "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel." His hopes and his dreams that he lived all his life came true because he was steadfast in his beliefs and steadfast in his life living these beliefs. So with years of experience, Simeon then reminded Joseph and Mary that it would not be an easy road ahead for their son Jesus and for them also. They said, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many, many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your soul also." Therefore, Simeon had lived through the experiences of life and clung to his beliefs and was able to be filled with joy at that moment. The joy of his long hope to be in the presence of God's chosen one, Jesus. At this time, there were no generational differences, but the sharing of life with this infant. No matter what that life would be, it would have God's blessing and love. What else can be said but to have that blessing between generations? And often, we so often forget that. The same was also the case with Anna, who continued to be positive about the life God had given her, even though she experienced grief and the negatives in life. She remained faithful in her relationship with God throughout her 84 years. There was no bitterness or hate throughout her times of difficult circumstances. Her life of hope was filled with seeing Simeon giving his blessing upon Jesus. Witnessing this, she was overjoyed to see the hope she had longed for in her throughout her years. We are told that she began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is a perfect example how it doesn't matter the age that we are, but we share a common life. And that those who have the tag of being seniors are to prepare the way for the younger generations. That's our responsibility. The lives of two people of age give everybody, and especially the generations just beginning to experience the joys and sorrows of life, the message that if these ups and downs are met in the light of Jesus' message, that message of God's love, then regardless of age, you know the joys of life. God's presence is always with you. Like Simeon and Anna, we must share this presence of God's love with the people of the world in which we live. If we do this throughout our lives, then we will never be lonely, never be hopeless, for his presence will be now made known like he did for Simeon and Anna. This always gives hope, no matter what we may face, and hope gives us life for tomorrow. And this hope is grounded through love. Each one of us need to experience that love. And it is between the ages that we give this love. Amen.